Parenting Moments on Shine FM each week with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
It's been a couple of months at looking at the Enneagram, learning styles, and I'm learning a whole bunch, and I'm going to have to do that test and figure out who I am. We got a couple more today, hey?
That's right. So we're finishing off the body types, and today we're going to talk about type 9 and type 1. So type 9 is the peacemaker. I have a few family members who are the peacemaker, and they are so chill. They love to go with the flow and let the people around them set the agenda. Their fear is pushing people away if they speak up and say what they need, and they tend to be more passive than the other types. Nines are defined by their desire to maintain a sense of inner peace and harmony and to avoid conflict. So they are typically agreeable, calm, and easy to be around. Nines rarely rock the boat, but they can be stubborn. So while they typically go with the flow, they dislike being controlled and will respond with more passive resistance if they're pushed too far. So their deepest fear is being too needy and thus pushing people away. Their core motivation is for peace and harmony, and they desire to avoid conflict and dealing with unpleasant emotions. And their passion is sloth. So again, that's just like disengaging, not doing. And their virtue is right action. So when you have a healthy nine, they are amazing at bringing a group together, hearing the different voices and helping them come up with a consensus of right direction. So here's my growth tips for nines. Pay attention to your wants and needs. Get in the habit of slowing down, noticing what you need, and speaking up. Second, learn to see the value in conflict. So expressing yourself can lead to conflict for sure, but it also leads to a deeper and more meaningful relationship with the person who you have that conflict with. So again, that's the work for the nine. And now on to our last Enneagram type, Mike, type one.
Okay.
I also have several family members with this type. This is the improver. Ones place a lot of emphasis on following the rules and doing things correctly. Enneagram type ones like to do things with high standards, and they pay very close attention to detail. To others, they appear very responsible and exacting. Ones are typically sticklers for rules and details, and they get frustrated when things don't live up to their very high standards. This can happen at work, in relationships. So their deepest fear is being bad people or morally flawed or otherwise seen as imperfect. They cope with this fear by becoming disciplined and very hard on themselves, and sometimes also hard on the people around them. Their core motivation is to be good and honorable and to live a life with purpose. They seek the best and most correct way to do this. So their passion that they need to learn to regulate is anger, and their virtue is serenity, right? So where things don't actually have to be perfect. So here's my growth tip for Enneagram 1. Be kinder to yourself. In the extreme or under stress, you can be so hard on yourself, and this is not God's design. Really practicing and experiencing grace. That's what I want to offer to our beautiful Enneagram ones today, Mike. Okay. Is accept grace for yourself and others.
Good stuff. This has been a great topic, Kimberly. Thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure. And again, I'm so impressed by Shine FM listeners, how engaged they are in learning and growing. And I appreciate that people keep reaching out to find out where they can re-listen to the talks that you and I do. And so they can check that out at eckertcenter.com and click our podcast button. And then we also have our resource button and then our blog. And Madison Stevenson is our new psychology student. And she is our resident blogger who's continuing to talk about how to do the Rosenberg reset, which so many of the Enneagram personality types can benefit from, of learning how to be with and ride out unpleasant emotions. So please continue to check that out on our website. And again, my final welcome back to Jason Bosch, who is a registered psychologist who began his career at Eckert Center, and he's returned. And he has a particular passion for working with young adults and couples counseling. And again, you can check him out at eckertcenter.com on the About Us page.
Awesome. And one more free initial visit to be blessed in the month of May. To who?
Let's go with caller number 3 today.
Caller 3, 403-276-8888. Kimberly, thank you so much. And a brand new topic coming for next month.
Sounds great.